I would say it's a completely different field. It's very different. I wouldn't even dare to comment on this because I'm not the Indian man here, you know. Here you can do things you cannot do in events. Very difficult. Here devotees sell books and pallets and, you know, tables, and they give lots of books that are very cheap or practically for free, and in the West we don't do it like that.
Prabhu, any Tarkirtan story? You can share, many devotees are here, and make it more cool.
Sangeetan stories, there are so many. I mean, Sangeetan stories are supposed to be educational. So what do you want to know? Which lesson you want to draw from a story? I can tell you a story to you. Yeah, today Germans, they are a little bit different, like the Germans 35 years ago I just devoted to initially, because every second German comes from Istanbul, you know. But, you know, so it's a little bit watered down, the original German approach. But of course, if you deal with Germans, you have to be very firm. You have to go, you know, hello, this is an authorized book from authorized people for the authorized price, you know. Very cheap, very cheap. It's authorized cheap. No, it is stupid in general. You cannot be coming with the Spanish ways or, you know. Never go. You have to be a little bit of a German tank, you know. Sturmangriff. Not much sentimentality on the seat of the Germans, never was. Yeah, you know, it's like every country has its conditioning. I travel around Europe, so I can tell you about every country how to go there. Except France, maybe, I wasn't there, but otherwise. And Sankirtan devotees, they are not this body. Sankirtan devotees, he just wants to distribute books. Even within Germany, you will find so many things. North Germany, it's like refrigerator. Yeah. 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 You know, that's North Germany. You come in the middle part, they are all Weiche type. We're making, you know. So you go, you know, hello, this is my book. Even the towns are different in Germany. They have one called Baden-Baden. It's like Monte Carlo. It's like, you know, it's like a gambling town. So we used to distribute books like this. You know, hello, take one of these. Like a waiter in a restaurant. In that town, even dogs have earrings with diamonds. So, anyway. When you come to Bavaria, this is a kind of, on the Alps, this mountain people. They are like, they have a neck like an oxen, you know. And you have to become physical, you know. Bang! Good work! Yes, people! It's only 5 kilos! You know, things like that. You can adjust. I mean, Sankirtan devotees, they can just do anything. I can take you to Scandinavia, you know, in Sweden, you can distribute, you know, hello, you know. It's like they don't even look in your eyes. They just go, you know. And you distribute like that. You just go. And you don't let it go until they go, okay, I have to take it. In Norway, if you go to Norway, you have to say, this is from Norwegian people with Norwegian flag. It's all Norwegian here. We want some Norwegian money. You know, it's all Norwegian. They are extremely national. Tomorrow you will have a Tata Vagatra who is leading the book distribution in Finland. He will confirm that. You know what he was before he joined? He was an officer in the army. They are all like that. Oh, oh, Krishna. Very heroic. This is the beauty of this movement, you know. You can be anything in this movement. Sometimes devotees try to be somebody else and they become a joke. You know, when you go to whatever, go to Italy, you know, they are all just... And you have to speak Italian. It's exactly him. So this is Sankirtan. Sankirtan can be so much fun when you go around. And Sankirtan devotees, they are like, you know, we are not the bodies, you can adjust yourself. So what? That's the body they carry around. So I can play along with that. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. I thought that. Very important, because it carries personalism. Prabhupada said the whole consciousness is in your eyes. It's not in your nose and in your ears. It's in your eyes. It's what you learn in New Bhakti when he goes in the street, because they always do the same thing, you know. They go, hello, take one of these... And people go, what? You know, no contact. So that's the first thing you teach them. I don't want to get into this too much. You know, the first thing you teach a new bhakta, you know, it's a very simple. If somebody wants a new move, start the distribution here. Probably all book distributors, yeah? Yeah? No, just, you know, it's like somebody very new one here. It's for the very new bhaktas. So the first thing, when they stand on the street and they all sing the same thing, they think, I cannot do it. No, I cannot. Anybody else can do it, I cannot do it. No. You know? The first thing you tell them, hey, listen, there is, that's how simple book distribution introduction is. So you tell to a new bhakta, look, they all walk like this, and they have two hands hanging down like this. You know? So what you do is, you aim with the book at this area here. You know? Just like this. And you will see, the book automatically comes up. So when it's 45 degrees, drop it. Then he has it in hand, and he will stand there. Then you say something, and eye contact. Look in his eyes. You know, hello. Then you have to say something. What you have to say? We are coming from there. We go over there, and the book is here. Oh, something simple. Simple. There are distributors who are very experienced in the mantras and the simple sayings. But when you look in detail, it's not what you say what it makes you to sell the book. It's the charisma that the devotee carries. Vijay Prabhu, who will come in the afternoon, I mean, if you, there is a video recordings of him distributing on the street, if you would see it, he is this, you know, he was distributing it in Sweden, you know, he has this voice, hello, I'm from California. You know, people go, oh, okay. And he opens the book and he shows them, this is bodies changing, you know, changing bodies here. Everybody will die, yes. And then he goes, oh yeah. He said, and are you intelligent? This is, I can see you are intelligent, this is for intelligent people. And they go, there's even an incident where they have a boy and a girl standing on the street, you know. And he goes to the boy and the girl and he goes, so, who of you is more intelligent? And the girl immediately says, me. You know, then he goes, oh, then you can take this book. You know, it's like, there are different ways to do it. I keep it usually very simple. Because I believe that the book is distributed in the first few seconds. It's just a momentary impression. People go, ah. And that is the whole thing, how to do that. Then comes the advanced version, which a new bhakta has a hard time with. Because for this you have to control your senses. And you have to control your mind. And you have to control your false ego. All at once. Because the karma stands there with the senses, you know. So you have to control your senses with something.
Hello.
Then the senses are controlled. Sound is very important. You look in his eyes and you go, hello. And different devotees make different sounds, but it has to be very concentrated. Sound carries the consciousness. It's pure yoga. And then you go around the senses and you engage the mind. Hello. Senses are focused, the mind is focused. Now you have to go around the intelligence. The intelligence thinks, we should not buy this. You know, why should we buy this? So you have to go around the intelligence very quickly until you hit the false ego. And that you can hit by humility. Oh. Yes, the false ego goes, okay, it's allowed. You know, and then you reach the soul and you drop it. You drop the bomb. This is all within 1 second. This is the...
Then comes the intelligence, not good. Then comes the mind, why?
And the senses go. In a shortcut, what is something about money? Okay. It's different a little bit from country to country. But here in India, you can be very plain about this, you know, production. The best it doesn't work. Guru?
Oh, police!
He doesn't really work. But, yes. And it's to be very discreet about it, because everybody wants money. And that's what this thing came for money. Prabhupada said, good distribution is not for money making. In that sense, that we shouldn't have the attitude as a priority. So when people ask, how much does it cost? You can say, give some. It's the point that he puts on the money. As soon as he has the money back out and he opens it, then it's practically already done. Because then you get, most people, $10. And he goes, just when he takes out the money, you know, then you know, and he goes, most people, and he goes, yes. Yes. But just nice to him, very detached. As soon as you get attached, the classic scene is Bhakta and Chari distributing, you know, when they open the money bag and Bhakta Jogu. But there are exceptions. Like I see the exception of Mataji, they have a little bit bonus and they have a special thing. I mean, I saw one Mataji like in Germany many years ago. She did something that was unbelievable. She met a German Mercedes driver and just exited his Mercedes, you know. Then she just surfaced like a submarine in front of him. The man just exploded immediately. He just disintegrated. He was just like, you know. And she gave him the book, and he took out the wallet. And believe it or not, she went into the wallet with all 10 fingers. Ah! Never do this. Never do this.
Because in the morning, 8 o'clock, night, there was no in between, in between lunch.
I heard in
something they used to share.
But in Delhi, they go for 12 hours, 11 hours, 1 block. They are falling ill, very young people falling ill. What you can do that they don't know?
You have to create a federal
comment.
Even this kind of distribution.
In Los Angeles, one
of the на селекции что-то все. Ограничение какое-то стоит. Ограничение стоит. Он не записывает.